engaging, timeless, and thought-provoking. The Quran itself refers to Surah Yusuf as the best of stories. Lessons for the young and old, warnings for the oppressor and tyrant, and hope for the broken and abandoned. The tafsir of Surah Yusuf with Maulana Sulaiman Rawat, only on Sabah Muslim.
Now, on Friday, we discussed verse number 3, and that is where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. We narrate to you a very beautiful narrative, the reason for which we sent to you this Qur'an. وَإِن كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. You were certainly of those who knew nothing prior to it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not aware of the details of Yusuf alayhi salam's story with his brothers. Allah revealed the details to him. Allah is saying, this is a beautiful story that we have revealed in a beautiful manner. Other historians, other books may have made mention of it, but the Quran doesn't mention it only in the form of a tale, in the form of a story. It mentions the necessary and beneficial aspects in a beautiful and eloquent way that guides us to significant conclusions, that opens the doors of knowledge and guidance in the midst of the story. Now, We listed, according to Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani, the following overarching themes of Surah Yusuf. One, nothing can stop the decision of Allah. The second, when Allah wants to bestow His bounty upon someone, if the entire world comes together, they cannot stop that. Patience and perseverance are the keys to success in this world as well as in the after. The consequence of jealousy and enmity is nothing but loss and degradation. The human intellect is a very noble virtue whereby man is able to overcome many problems and make his life a success. And moral virtue and chastity eventually makes a person honorable even in the sight of those who are his enemies and those who harbor malice towards him. Now, we move on to verse number 4, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. When Yusuf alayhi salam said to his father, O father, I have seen in a dream 11 stars, and the sun and the moon, I have seen them prostrating before me. So the 11 stars were his brothers, the sun and the moon were his parents. Prostrating before him, this was a prostration of respect, not a prostration of worship, shows that he would achieve great heights, and out of respect for what he has achieved and for the rank that he has reached, his parents and his 11 brothers would prostrate before him. Now, this took place in the latter part of his life, and we'll discuss the details of it towards the end of Surah Yusuf, inshallah, that when he became the minister in Egypt and they eventually reunited with him, they prostrated before him, and he said to his father, هَذِهِ تَأْوِيلُ رُؤْيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, that this is that interpretation of the dream that you had given, O my father. Now, his father cautioned him, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ, O my beloved son, لَا تَقْصُصْ رُؤْيَاكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ, do not relate your dream to your brothers, فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا, lest they devise a scheme against you. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ, surely shaitan is a manifest enemy of man. The father Yaqub alayhi salam knew that the sons were already jealous because of his special love for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He did not want him to narrate the dream because it wouldn't be difficult for the sons to interpret the dream. 11 stars and the sun and the moon, they would be able to put it together. And that would just fuel their jealousy and perhaps prompt them to do something towards Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, which would be harmful. And therefore the father cautioned him that even though they are your brothers, do not narrate your dream to them. There are many lessons from that. There are some details as well, inshallah. We will take up the discussion further tomorrow.